Throughout the years, our lives have been consumed and influenced heavily by the media, and more specifically, movies or TV shows. From the way we dress to the way we act, the media and movies have influenced our culture and way of lives in a big way. However, oftentimes, the impact these movies can have portrays certain people in a negative way. For years, movies have been using stereotypes in an obvious and subtle way to misrepresent people, or more specifically, minorities. While most examples are movies that use these obvious stereotypes in a negative way, the ones that are most dangerous are the ones that use these subtle ones to make us think a certain way without us catching it. Hollywood and the film industry have, for many years, been portraying minorities in a negative way by using stereotypes, and the movie Green Book shows just how they are used. The film industry in Hollywood use many different methods when it comes to using stereotypes in films. Some of these methods can be obvious and easily seen, but some of these methods are often subtle and not as easily seen by the audience. Tembe Obenson, a journalist from the Indie Wire who writes about movies with concerning issues for African Americans, writes about a method the Green Book uses in an article titled, "Green Book, the Feel-Good Oscar Contender Has a Magical Negro Problem." In this article, he discusses the issues with the popular movie released in 2019, The Green Book. He criticizes how the movie uses the interracial friendship to create a comedy at the expense of offensive stereotypes. He describes the method used by this film, saying, "American buddy comedies have generally mandated equal screen time to both characters, except when one of those characters is black, and exists almost entirely to help transform his white companion on a quest towards salvation." The issue Obenson is trying to address is how many of these films, with interracial friendships as the main characters, only try to focus and work on the character development of the white character, often at the expense of the black character. This method often leads to a negative portrayal of the black character, such as where, in the Green Book, the story should be about the black character's journey, but instead focuses on the white character development. A key stakeholder affected by this method are minorities. Minorities have a stake in this because they are the ones being portrayed negatively by these stereotypes, and it can impact them in a negative and harmful way. Oftentimes, when the film industry uses these subtle ways to incorporate negative stereotypes or methods into movies, it can rub off on the consumers of these films in a negative way. The premise of The Green Book is an African-American pianist who goes on tour into the Deep South, where it's very racist at the time. Therefore, the main focus of the movie should highlight how he overcame this and grew from it. However, the main focus highlights on the growth and development of the white character and how he went from a racist who wouldn't drink after a black man to inviting him into his home. A key stakeholder in this are the film consumers, because they are the ones that can overlook the real importance of this film and leave with the wrong idea of it. Sonia Rao, a pop culture reporter, discusses the issue in her article titled "How Green Book Became This Year's Polarizing Awards Contender." In this article, she discusses how the movie fails to accurately depict the real story of Dawn Shirley and the adversaries she had to endure. She uses examples of how the movie depicts the racial tendencies in a light way to, quote, "spoon-feed racism to white people." She explains it by saying, "The racism seen in the movie is mild compared to the actual terrorism that black people faced and continue to experience. It serves to shock, but not frighten, white audiences." This explains how many of the consumers of this film leave with the wrong impression of what Shirley had to endure. Methods like this leave a negative impact on the audience and even minorities because it fails to teach us the real struggles of African Americans during this time, leading us not to be correctly aware of our past. When movies such as The Green Book fail to recognize or represent minorities, it becomes now the responsibility of these film industries in Hollywood to address them and ensure that they are not continued. However, The Green Book has recently won many awards and even an Oscar nomination. This has resulted in a lot of backlash from critics who point out the stereotype flaws in this movie. Failure to recognize and condemn these films leads to an acceptance of this and causes people to believe that this is correctly acceptable. This then brings forth another key stakeholder, which is the film industry. Glenn Whip points out in an article titled, Green Book, Controversies Pile Up Ahead of Oscar Nominations, that by continuing to promote films that misrepresent minorities, we push the narrative that this is now acceptable to use these stereotypes. The article states, award season voters have responded with more enthusiasm. In addition to the Globes, Green Book won the National Board of Review's Best Picture honor and was named one of the year's 10 best movies by the American Film Institute. The gods have followed suit, with the film earning prestigious nominations from the actors, producers, directors, and writers groups. This point was made to show how the films such as The Green Book are praised for their work, and therefore, we think that what they did was great. It's on the film industry and Hollywood to recognize and correct their mistakes so that we are aware that this is wrong and that no one is misrepresented. To wrap it all up, the film industry has been using and continues to use negative stereotypes to misrepresent minorities. They use these stereotypes in a subtle way, which in turn has a major impact on these three stakeholders. The minorities, who are the ones being misrepresented by these stereotypes and are then being impacted in a negative way through either their mental health or other ways. The film consumers, who are being fed these lies of acceptance of these stereotypes when in reality it is not acceptable. And third, the film industries, who have a failure to represent and recognize these stereotypes in the way they use them to represent minorities. It's up to the critics of these producers to recognize their flaws and correct them. And until they do so, we need to make sure, as the audience, that we acknowledge and learn from them.